Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, mind you. In the next hour, in 12 o'clock hour, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the bullpen, as we do. I say just the bullpen. Those are great seats.
Great seats.
Those are incredible seats right there, close to the field. You get a good look at everything that's happening down there. So excited about that.
I go to the opposite side just about every week.
Do you?
Yeah, those are great seats. The opposite end of the...
I'm going to roll with you then one day.
Sorry, there's only one seat. No, I'm just kidding.
Would be one seat, huh?
If you see John Lopez walking around on the concourse or something, follow him.
I had a couple
because he got some good seats.
I had a couple shout-out, Lopez, when I was walking down
just
there.
Follow him. Yeah, just follow him.
And then you pretended like you didn't hear him, right?
No, man, I went up to him and said, hey, what's up?
Good. By the way, while I have an opportunity, then people in the parking lots are upset that you're not showing up. That's all I'm saying.
I would be happy to show up.
Disagree. I don't believe that's the case.
All right.
That sounds like you need to show up Sunday.
He's ducking the smoke.
You want to put this laundry out there? Let's put this laundry out there. Oh, sorry. We only have two passes this year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Was it the parking passes?
No, for the HEB tailgate. I still walk around a little bit, but nothing to fix.
Hey, I can sit one now and let you go. You know what? I sit out this Sunday and I'll let you go. Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah.
He got to do it.
Every week. Because we got to make sure that we get a good interview.
He got to do it,
unless
man.
You want to do the interview, you can have it.
I'll just hang out and drink.
I did want to mention this because you did ask a good question that I want to get to here in a second. But I did see, there's a lot of questions about Nick Caserio and the way that this roster is put together. You criticized, the ways in which they believe so strongly in the talent that they have when they get out there on this field to be like, well, you just got to go win. And what happens if you just don't have the guys to win? That, again, comes back to Nick Caserio and the way that he's built this.
Right.
And I saw someone on the YouTube page say, well, what happened? He was y'all's GM GOAT 2 years ago. Y'all are wishy-washy. And that didn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest.
So we got to stay on that boat?
That's my thing.
Going
2 years is not long enough to see things. Like, again, depending on how you decide to view it. But there's a number of things within the Nick Caserio tenure that you could look at and you go, yeah, when you add these up, there's reason to have good question and maybe a little bit of derision for the general manager of this team. Like, you can even look up, just recently I was watching, Sunday. I was watching highlights and watching some locker room video. Stephon Diggs being real helpful to, mind you, the second best odds guy for MVP, Drake May. Stephon Diggs out there scoring a touchdown for him, talking about being all supporting him. You traded for that dude. You shortened his contract when you didn't need to. You gave up a big asset for him. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up walking and not really giving you that much value. Like, that's one of those moves that
and
probably
he's looking real good this year.
On kind of the higher side of the moves in favor of Nick Caserio. Talk less of the way that they handle the offensive line, some other things. No, there's some reason. And I think within the time frame, there's definitely a lot of things that have been shown that you could change your opinion on.
Well, not only change your opinion, but even 2 years ago when we were all, buzzing about what he did on draft day and some of these other things, even then, I don't think we did a show where we said, he's perfect.
Anybody on the show said build him a statue?
Yes. 2 years ago, if you'd asked me, is he a good or bad general manager for this organization – if you had to go with just one answer, I would say good. Today, I'm not so sure. But 2 years ago, there were still some questionable things he did. You remember how irritated I got about Mark Ingram? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He said, Saints, I'm going to do you a favor. I'll go ahead and give you Mark Ingram after, you know, acquiring him and everything. I mean, there are always warts on everybody, and that's to be expected. But good or bad, 2 years ago I would have absolutely said yes. Today I'm not so sure because it's just an accumulation of things.
And see, that's why it's so hard to sit there, because a lot of people want us to give us a grade right now what he did after night one of draft night.
Right.
It's just like, man, it's hard. Sometimes it takes a couple years to see. But in the moment, I felt like the Kenyon Green? I thought that was an okay pick.
Yeah.
Because they needed some offensive line help.
Yeah, and they moved up to get him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But 2 years later, like, that wasn't a good move.
That's
so
right.
We should have the right
things
to change our mind a little bit.
Yeah. Things do change. You know, I want to stay here then. We'll get to the C.J. Stroud. I apologize. Yeah. We will get to that. Again, we got 4 hours and we're here till 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. But I want to sit here because I'm trying to figure out, like, this is a team and this is a year right now that we're trying to come to terms with what it is. And in doing that, you have to try and figure how you feel about various different portions, right? And Nick Caserio is one of those, especially on a day that is a talent acquisition, you know, milestone. Mm-hmm. It's trade deadline day today. Where are you right now with Nick Caserio as general manager? Because we've had a number of people hit us on the text line, which again is 713-572-4610, and ask, you know, if you were Callan Hanna, like, are you applying heat to Nick Caserio? Like, where do you sit with the tenure of Nick Caserio, or not even the tenure, but where do you sit with him holding that position right now?
Well, I just said I don't know if I would say he's good or bad. I will say this. I think he's trending down. I think he's absolutely trending down, given some of the trades that we now know were mistakes. I mean, some of the draft picks, you know, the Kenyon Green, et cetera, given some of the moves that have not been made, given some of the moves that were made this year on the offensive line and the philosophy behind him, you know, the philosophy of rather than go heavy, either spend big or go heavy in the draft on the offensive line. Instead, he brought in guys that are just not good. I mean, tell me how that wouldn't change anybody's mind. Like not just one, not just two, not just three, but at least four offensive linemen that you can say, what? No, that didn't work out, right? So I would say trending down. And then the other reason I would say trending down is this whole philosophy of his guys – his way, I don't care what anybody says, you know, about Nick Caley and such, and bringing in his guys, and you know where I'm going to go, the Patriot and John Carroll thing, I just can't get over, and maybe this is on me, maybe I'm just dead wrong, and these are the greatest coaches in the history of football, or will prove to be. You can't tell me that when a defense like this, and a coach like D'Amico Ryans is in place and established, you can't tell me that of all the resumes you get, and all the recommendations you get from all your connections around the NFL, the best dudes for the job all went to John Carroll or have Patriots connections. Can't tell me that. I mean, I know people have their tendencies to, you know, to familiarity and friends in the business and all that. But, man, this is the NFL, if you didn't know already. You've got to find the best guys for that job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And one thing I want to highlight, because as always want to try and be as fair as possible. I think that sometimes we have to stop and recollect and remember that any talent acquisition is not going to be 100% accuracy proposition. Sure. It's not going to necessarily be an 80, 70% proposition. The general managers, the executives that we look at, that we applaud all the damn time. Howie Roseman has a number of stinkers in there, but it is just covered up by the tremendous wins that happen in there. So I want to acknowledge that to be fair. With that being said, like, I think the thing that gets me is something that it feels like the words that we've used a lot recently, sometimes it feels like there's a little bit of arrogance in the way that this happens. Yes. Like I don't expect you to be perfect. Again, I ain't nobody's parent, but I got two brothers that are like 13, 15 years younger than me. So sometimes I feel like I play one on TV, mm-hmm. so to say. And there's times where I'm like, I don't need you to be perfect, but I need you to acknowledge when you're wrong and like fix it. And at times I wonder at the agility of this organization and the staff to do that. And honestly, that's on multiple levels because we're seeing that now with the coaching staff in a way that's frustrating. Mm-hmm. But it seems like that also happens to some degree at the general manager. And that would be the thing that is more frustrating to me than anything.
Yeah. And I know D'Amico Ryans is a big part of, you know, they look in the mirror and they see something that's not there. You know, in terms of pounding the ball, we've talked about it, you know, and, you know, you get down to the goal line and, you know, you've got to want those situations, which I don't disagree with, but we're just going to power our way past these guys. Yes, that's largely a D'Amico Ryans thing, but it's also a reflection of the philosophy of offensively that Nick Caserio clearly has a penchant for, you know, in terms of run the ball. It's all that stuff. They you know, it's something that he's grown up in the NFL, so to speak. So, yeah, this guy has done some really good things. We wouldn't be here without that trade, you know, for Will Anderson.
Correct.
We wouldn't even be arguing this, you know, and C.J. Stroud and all that stuff.
And a willingness of the brain trust to have more,
yes.
you know, more patience with Jalen Petrie to find him a role.
Huge credit.
Where he's able to succeed. They found some young, talented players, even at times where we are clamoring for them to utilize those young talented players that they've acquired because they are showing an ability for talent. So I don't want to be unfair with this. I just want to kind of figure out where are we at this point?
No, huge credit for those things. I mean, we try to be fair on this show, no matter what, you know, you might think or don't think or whatever. We try to be fair, and I'm being fair. It's huge credit for all those things. It's good that we can complain because we're in this position to complain because of Nick Caserio, largely.
Sure.
But he is trending down in terms of the things that are now that you're at this level. And you fancied yourself a Super Bowl contender by all accounts, and these things are happening largely because of Nick Caserio.
So I think where it feels like we're settling is he is not in immediate danger of like losing his job or anything, right? Like there is a level of bringing them out of what was a very dark era in the Texans' time, mm-hmm. but now as the expectations shift forward, there's still a different additional level, and I think there's a little bit more heat than there had previously. There, I don't say a little bit more. There's a lot more heat and urgency to get this thing right sooner rather than later.
Yeah, didn't somebody say a long time ago, with great power comes great responsibility?
All right, Spider-Man. All right, that's where you wanted to end the segment on was the Spider-Man. Okay, all right. You know what? We're definitely ending the segment after that. So from the 8618, just remember Caserio was fine with hiring Josh McCown as his head coach.
Well, technically he did.
Yeah,
he technically didn't. But
he went
with
Lovie Smith.
Yeah,
you're definitely losing. We're losing some patience, I think, mm-hmm. as a collective with what he's doing here. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including speaking of acquisitions. We got an awards announcement and how that actually will help your Astros moving forward. We'll talk about that and a huge milestone hit in basketball. Yesterday. We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.